glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Proverbs 8, 6 through 9. Hear, for I speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that findeth knowledge. That was Proverbs 8, 6 through 9. To sum it up, it's reminding us to speak truth, walk in righteousness, and make sure our words are pure, clear, and aligned with God.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. Oh, listening friend, you're in for a treat on this Wednesday, April 22nd. It's going to be a Testimony Tuesday on Wednesday. I love when I can have a special guest in the studio with me. And this is a special guest. In fact, it was about 2 or 3 years ago, her and her husband and two of their lovely daughters were at our Lincoln Square location. They sang, they shared testimony, and I just love the Doss family. So many of you in and around the Springfield area. The legacy of that family, I forget, there's like 4 or 5 pastors, and I guess I could say good friends, CC. I love this guy. He's been at men's retreats. He's led worship. He's an inspiration, just a fireball, a wonderful testimony. I think I've heard him tell it 3 or 4 or 5 different times, but his beloved wife, LT, but maybe I would better refer to her as Dr. L. Terry Doss. She's very accredited and gifted and has many spiritual gifts and skill sets that bless the community here in and around Springfield. She loves the Lord, has a passion for prayer. And why I wanted her in the studio is because in 12 days, there's going to be a special outreach. It's basically a 21-day prayer revival. So we're going to talk about the importance of prayer, how to pray, who you get to pray to, the privilege of prayer, the ways God works as you get to intercede on behalf of others. And so, oh, there's so much to talk about, LT. Thank you for joining me today. Thanks. I know you have a pretty busy schedule and such, but we carved out time to have you come in. So tell us a little about your background and how your faith became personal. And stay with us, listening friend, because I want to make sure you're aware of this 21-day prayer revival beginning on Monday, May 4th. But tell me a little about your spiritual journey.
Hello, Mark, and thank you so much for having me on the program. I was born and raised in Chicago, and I came up in a Christian home. Mm-hmm. My mom, she raised myself and my siblings. There are 4, so you have a total of 5. I got saved when I was 16. Mm-hmm. At the age of 19, I was drawn to prayer. Mm-hmm. So in me being drawn to prayer, I had a full-time job working for the Chicago Public Schools. And I found myself taking my lunch hour and driving to the church for our noonday prayer. Mm. And my first lady at that time, Mother Ivana Perkret, she was spearheading the prayer. And I found at that age and at that time, I had just a hunger for more and a hunger just to be in God's presence. So with the inspiration of Mother Perkett and my mother, Mother Martin, and my pastor, senior pastor, Pastor Herbert Perkett, that shaped my prayer desire and my prayer life towards getting closer to God.
And that's pretty rare. As a 19-year-old, I mean, full of life and activity and energy, and I'm sure the draw towards boys and relationships and parties and fun things, to be that committed. And I know that was transformational, because that while you're working, to decide at noon and go be intentional on prayer is rare.
Yeah, it is. And it's nothing that I hoped for. I just knew that I was led by the Holy Spirit to just get up and do it. And once I began to commit myself to making those Tuesday noonday prayers, then the relationship with God just began to get stronger and stronger.
Now, for somebody tuning in, prayer may be a foreign concept, or their experience with prayer seemed maybe dry or maybe non-responsive. They're feeling like they're talking to nobody. And there's prayer warriors that I know that tune in that pray faithfully for the radio ministry, or, you know, you and your husband, I know the congregation certainly prays for you all the time. But help us understand from your perspective, what is prayer? And do you really sense that you're talking to this sovereign God, the creator of the universe that sent Jesus?
Yes, yes, Mark. Prayer is just you having a conversation with God, just like you and I are sitting here talking. Because I have a relationship with you. That's why I'm here, because we have a relationship. And that's the same way it is with God the Father. Some of us have studied prayer and what to say and how to pray, but all you have to do is just begin to talk, even if it's just, God help me, you know, or I can't do it by myself. It doesn't have to be big words. Just start by recognizing that you need that relationship with God, and that you know that he is all powerful and he's the one that can help you. And if you just say, Jesus, help me, I promise you, he's going to help you.
And talk a little bit about that relationship. So when you say of a relationship with God, how is that achieved, or what does that look like?
So a relationship with God first is achieved by receiving Christ Jesus into your heart. You're allowing him to be your Lord and Savior, and then you're drawn to the relationship of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So then what the relationship continues to look like is that you're showing up. You're showing up for time alone with him. The Bible says in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. So when you get in his presence, you find a time to just say, hey, this is my time with me and God. Now, if you're not accustomed to praying or praying long hours, start with 5 minutes. Take 5 minutes. I'm going to hollow this out to sit here and remember or recognize or focus myself on God and on the Savior and how good he is and how he's blessed me.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about the importance of consistency.
Yes.
Do it. And listening friend, just so you know, it doesn't have to be an hour, 2 hours, 5 hours of prayer. It can be 3 minutes. It can be look at a scripture verse and say, God, help this verse be meaningful for me today. It can be as simple as, Holy Spirit, order my steps today. Help me be at peace over these circumstances. That could be a wonderful prayer. Others of you might be praying for 15, 20 minutes, reading scripture, worshiping in prayer. So it's a little bit different for maybe everyone, right?
Right. And when you just get started, it's just like when you're learning to ride a bike. You get on and trust that your end goal is that I'm going to be riding this bike all across and all in a neighborhood. That's the same way with prayer. You get started. You start with the steps, like you say, 3 minutes, reading the scripture, acknowledging who God is. Then the hunger begins to ignite within inside of you, and you want to spend more and more time. It's like a relationship, you know. I've been married for 36 years to Dr. Cece, and you would think after 36 years it's like, oh, but I still have an excitement because in our relationship we are constantly building. And that's the same way it is with your relationship and prayer with God.
Yeah. And I think it's important, and I want to get your take on this because this might be helpful for somebody. Talk just a little bit about God's character, because I think if people understood what a good, wonderful, glorious God, yes, he's holy, yes, he's righteous, yes, he is to be feared in the sense of awe because he's so almighty and powerful and sovereign, but he's also approachable and loving, full of grace and mercy. So briefly talk about the character of God. And then, listening friend, I can't wait for you to stop by the website prayerisbackinstyle.com, prayerisbackinstyle.com. because there's a launching on May 4th, 12 days away, a prayer initiative, a prayer revival that I want you to be a part of. But talk a little about God's character, and then I want to hear all about this great revival that's coming to our area.
Yes, Mark, God is sovereign, and he's wonderful, as you mentioned. But God is our Father, and he has the characteristics of a father. So fathers are loving. They are protectors. Fathers are providers. They want the best for you. So those characteristics in God, it helps us draw closer to him because he is our father. Now, some might not even have a relationship with their father, but I can tell you that when you begin to draw closer to God, you will know what it is to have a father, someone that loves you unconditional, someone that's in your corner rooting for you, someone that has allowed the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, to keep you out of trouble and keep you from going the wrong way. That's what a father is. So those are the characteristics of our Father God.
Yeah, Abba God. It's just amazing. In fact, Jesus taught us to reference him as Abba, which is a very intimate term. It's like a daddy, but God's so much more and so much better. And many of you have had wonderful dads. CeCe is a great dad, and his parents and your parents were godly people and modeled many of the characteristics of God, but they weren't perfect. They sometimes maybe disappointed or let us down a little, or we're late for something, or we didn't get that 16th birthday gift that we wanted, but God will never let you down. He always answers prayer. And I love that on Fridays, we've been going through the Lord's Prayer for about 3 or 4 weeks with Pastor Mark Johnson. And so we've talked about our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then last week we talked about thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And we've talked about give us this day our daily bread. And so on Fridays, we continue to go through the Lord's Prayer, but it's been a real blessing each week, look at little aspects. Well, in 12 days, you're launching the special prayer revival, this initiative. You can find out more at prayerisbackinstyle.com. prayerisbackinstyle.com. Talk a little about this revival and what you hope it will achieve.
Well, every year at the beginning of the year in January, our church goes on a consecration.
That's Love Deliverance Church here in Springfield.
And in that, we would fast 21 days doing the Daniel fast. So after we completed that fast, the Holy Spirit unctioned my spirit to just keep on fasting. So at the beginning of every month, the 1st through the 21st, which I call 121, I fasted or did some type of consecration to the Lord, whether it was fasting from food, fasting from television, not eating sweets, and, you know, eating between a certain time. And when April came, the Lord dropped in my spirit for us to have a prayer revival and style it according to Daniel, where you pray 6 a.m., 12 noon, and 6 p.m. We styled it as praying three times a day. We will actually be in the temple praying and seeking God, because everybody has different schedules. So if you call it at noon, somebody might not get a chance to make it. But if we're praying three times a day, a lot of people can come and be a part.
There's opportunity.
There's opportunity, exactly. And we are looking for God to just ignite the spirit of prayer in our city and in our area. We know prayer is very powerful. When we are on one accord and when we are together seeking God, he comes in the midst. He gives us strength. Then he gives us wisdom. Then he leads us. Then he restores us. I mean, I'm just so excited of the power that is in that. So we are going to set aside a time. And I'm talking to that listener that you know that maybe your heartstrings have been pulled to get back in prayer. Get back to your knees. Get back to God. Get a prayer reset. This is the time. May 4th through the 24th, we are going to be consistent in prayer. And when you're consistent in prayer and you're looking for God, God is going to show up.
So Love Deliverance Church is initiating this 21 days with some intentionality. Are they encouraged to show up to Love Deliverance Church in Springfield? Is there different ways to access or be involved? So how can the person in Champaign, Urbana, Decatur, Bloomington, our friends in Keokuk, Iowa, are there different ways for people to be involved, or are there resources, or do they just stop by prayerisbackinstyle.com, prayerisbackinstyle.com?
So they can go to the website prayerisbackinstyle.com. And on there, you'll have an opportunity to select the days that you are available to pray.
Mm-hmm.
You can come in the sanctuary every day except Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, we are online. So that's where people that are outside of the Springfield area can connect online. You go on the website. The phone number is there for you to dial in at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays. Or feel free, you can drive over, come be a part. It's up to you. But this is open for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling on those of you that pray, those of you that intercede, those of you that say, I need a restart in my prayer life. And even for the listener who just said, I don't have it in me to pray anymore. Get on the call, sit in the midst. I know that you are going to be touched and restarted to get back in the presence of the Lord.
Now, Love Deliverance Church is located here in Springfield. What's the address?
1432 East Jackson Street.
1432 East Jackson Street. And it's best just to sign up or learn more and get involved by going to prayerisbackinstyle.com. prayerisbackinstyle.com. And I remember, I think it was some point last year, you invited me to participate online, and I got to pray and
that was
pray
wonderful.
With others. And it's a great way to connect. And for those of you maybe shut in or can't get out, put that Tuesday date down and find out how you can call in or be a part of the gathering that evening. You can stop by prayerisbackinstyle.com. And maybe you're driving to work or you weren't able to write it down. You can call the station here, WLUJ, or you can call Great News Radio, and we'll give you that prayerisbackinstyle.com. Highly recommend, encourage you. You'll be blessed. You'll be connected with others. You'll see God at work. The power of prayer is still active. It's God's way of communicating with us and for us to worship Him, intercede on behalf of others, and it's an exciting gathering. It's starting on Monday, May 4th at 6 a.m. in the morning, three times throughout the day, in the morning, at noon, and in the evening, 6 p.m. For 21 days, we're going to be praying with intentionality. Yeah. Are there specific topics, or how is it going to be led or facilitated?
So there are specific topics. We are going to pray about being revived, restored, and released. But when you log on to our website, you will be able to see the prayer topics.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a free gift for everyone, and it's to help reset your prayer life.
Now, you've created a prayer academy. Do you want to talk about this? And in case you just tuned in and you missed some of today's broadcast, with me in the studio is Dr. L. Terry Doss. Many of us that love her just know her as LT, and her husband, CC, just a wonderful couple, godly children. We had them in the studio a couple of years ago where they sang and presented it. They were so good, I had them back for a second day. And this is LT's time to just flourish because she loves the Lord. She loves the importance of prayer. She wants to train people, and this 21-day revival will help you connect, whether you're a church leader or a pastor or involved in ministries or a prayer warrior. There's something for everyone. So we want you to be energized, reconnected, encouraged, and blessed. And you can find out more at prayerisbackinstyle.com, prayerisbackinstyle.com. So in our closing minute or two, talk a little about the Prayer Academy, and then if God was going to answer your prayers for this 21-day revival outreach on prayer, how would He answer it?
Okay. So with the Prayer Academy, in honor of this being our 10th year of this prayer revival, I wanted something that the people could actually take home with them and begin to build off of. So we have a 21-day prayer revival digital manual that they can purchase. And we also have the academy they can be accessed to and have the full intercessory training experience, of which the topics, those in that part of the academy, we are going to be praying those 21 days. And then you have the intercessor bundles, and it has a little additional products and information to just help you. And everything that you get, be a part of the academy, you can also share with someone else. And then we can birth out and train other intercessors, and the ones that we're talking to, the listener that might not be disciplined in prayer. You can be a part of this academy. At the end of this academy, you will be disciplined in prayer. And what we are looking for God to do, we are looking for God to touch the people's heart to come back to crying out to him. Not him being the last option, but God being the first option. The Bible says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." When we acknowledge him first, then a lot of pitfalls and things that happen to us would not, if we would just follow that scripture. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for souls to be saved and the supernatural power of healing and conviction and transformation and deliverance to just be saturated those 21 days, that by the time we finish, people's life would really be transformed. That's what we're believing God for.
Oh, listening friend, I hope there's a stirring in your heart. You can never go wrong when you pray to God, when you intercede on behalf of others. As you connect with him, he loves you, he cares for you, and prayer is that avenue, that way that we can connect with him. And I love this website that you have, prayerisbackinstyle.com. Make that true in your life, in your church's life. These are resources that you can maybe implement in the coming days at your church or for your ministry or small group. prayerisbackinstyle.com. It's beginning Monday, May 4th, 12 days away. And there was so much more, LT, that we could talk about, other verses. We didn't even get to share about Proverbs 8, 6 through 9. But look that up today. I think you'll be blessed by that passage. And there's just so many different things that can be achieved and learned about. And that relationship that LT knows, that CC knows, that I know about, that relationship we can have with God through prayer. He's a good God. He loves you and he cares for you. And he wants to hear from you. And through prayer, you can connect with him. And I hope you'll connect with this event, whether you attend in person. It's going to be going for 21 days, beginning May 4th, and that's 12 days away. Find out more at prayerisbackinstyle.com. Well, LT, thank you for joining me for,
thank you for having
this
me.
Wednesday so edition of Mark and Friends, so on kind of a Testimony Tuesday, but I hope you're encouraged. God wants to hear from you. We get to pray to him, and he loves us. He created us. He fashioned us. He gave us gifts and skill sets, and he desires to work in and through you today. So be empowered, be prayed up, walk in the Spirit, ask him to order your steps, and you'll watch those divine appointments surface, or happenstances won't be by chance. It'll be God orchestrating, because he cares and wants to work in and through you and bring healing and hope to this hurting world and lifting high the name of Jesus. I think we're covering everything, but I hope you can get excited, participate, and find out more at prayerisbackinstyle.com, prayerisbackinstyle.com. Now, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, want to hear it again, or pass it on to a friend, maybe you have a friend that's a prayer warrior and could get amped up over this, then stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org, and they can listen to this program anytime under the Mark and Friends tab. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and LT Doss with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.